So here's what I'm going to read you. I'm going to read you what AI says to do after you realize somebody's a Jezebel and you walk away. So what happens is you have memories that are slowly being deleted, you know. Jezebel is a master manipulator, and they've done this so many times with other people, they know how to do this. So you'll have thoughts, leftover thoughts, and here's how to counteract those thoughts. Number one, here's what's worth letting surface and settle in. That wasn't love, that was control. Strip the disguise, call manipulation what it is. It frees you from nostalgia and false empathy. Have no empathy for these people, these kind of people. Jezebel is pure evil. God's order is peace, not confusion. If your thoughts keep circling anxiety and accusation, you're still in her orbit. Step out. So number two is God's order. God's order is peace, not confusion. Number three, I'm not crazy. I was conditioned. Gaslighting rewires your reflexes. Recognize that the confusion came from deliberate distortion, not from weakness in you. So number three, I'm not crazy, I was conditioned. Number four, separation is obedience. And this goes back to Revelation 2. Kick Jezebel out, right? You don't owe a Jezebel spirit conversation, closure, or second chances. Walk away is alignment with truth, not cowardness. Number five, her narrative dies when you stop repeating it. Watch for internalized lines. I should have tried harder. Maybe I misunderstood. Those are her scripts. Don't perform them. Those are her scripts. Don't perform them. So they put a script in your mind to try to manipulate. They don't believe the Bible. They don't love the Bible. They don't want to stand on the truth. They live in their own little world. Number six, God vindicates. I don't retaliate. Elijah didn't duel endlessly. He withdrew until God finished it. You can do the same. Let judgment and exposure unfold on their own time. Number seven, renew, don't rehearse. Each time the memory loops, swap it for truth, integrity, discernment, peace. Over time, that reprograms and the reflexes she wrote. You do not need new ideology, just steady reality. The mind clears when you quit defending against her ghost and start living from the center again. In other words, the past is the past. Jezebel was a liar, still is a liar. The fake reality bubble that she created, that she tried to pull you in, was a lie. It was all future faking. None of it was real. And you could see the lies from the get-go, from day one. You saw it from day one. You saw the red flags. And so you go to Revelation 2, kick Jezebel out, and you won't be judged, and let her be judged. Kick her out of the church, kick her out of the body of Christ, kick her out, and don't let her back in. And then go to Elijah and Jezebel, go to Genesis 3, Eve ate the lie, so you don't eat the lie, it's a lie. So just keep telling yourself truth. Play the Bible over and over and over and over, and renew your mind. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Refresh the mind with the Word. Because the Word is the script, and if you have the Word in you, you're in peace and love and joy, and you're walking in the Spirit. If you don't have the Word, if you don't have the Bible memorized, you'll never walk in the Spirit. You'll just be in confusion and chaos, you know? It's just really easy. It's really easy.